As in Devarim, Parak Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokeinu Krovim Elav, Kashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kareinu Elav. Who is this, who is this great nation that Hashem is close to them and that whenever we call out to Him, Hashem answers us? The Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph brings down a whole list of Amoraim who began their opening shiur for Purim, much like we did today, with different psukim, with different ideas. And Rav Masna, the Gemara says, started his shiur about Purim with this pasuk. Kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. The Rambam, somewhat famously in his Minyan HaMitzvos, says the following startling idea. He says, you know, the whole idea of Megillah, the whole reason why the rabbis were masaking Megillah, was, quote, "Kedei lahazkir shivachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu," to mention the great deeds of Hashem, "Utshuos she'asa lanu," and the salvations that He did for us, "Vaya karov l'shaveinu," and He was close to our tefilos, "Kedei levarcho u'lehalalo," so we should bless Him, should praise Him, "Kedei lehodia ledoros habayim," so we should inform the generations to come, "She'emes mashiv tichanu," that true is this haftacha, "Kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav." Sam, if you could mute yourself, Sammy, please mute yourself. Where the message, says the Rambam, the Megillah, is that when you read the Megillah, you'll be reminded that Hashem listens to our tefillah. B'chol kareinu elav. That's the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos. It's abundantly obvious and clear, as Tversky explained, that the purpose of Megillah is to be mechazek us in our understanding of tefillah, in our davening, in our tefillah. As Sammy mentioned, right, Esther asked, "Tumu alai, al tu chluv al tishtu, laila v'yom." The assumption is, "Lech knosis kol Yehudim," they were davening, they were praying, they were davening. And indeed, in the zechus of their tefillah, because of their tefillah, Hashem answered their tefillah and allowed them to be victorious. The Brisker Rav, in his Chidushim, points out the following, and I think it's pretty much the obvious pshat that has to be stated. He said that's pshat in Shoshanas Yaakov. Shoshanas Yaakov, right? We say Shuasam Ayisal Natzach V'Sekvasam L'Chodar V'Dar L'Odia Shekol Koyvach Alo Yevoshu V'Lo Yikom L'Netzach Kol Achosim Ba. A little bit of a strange line, L'Odia, to inform that all those who trust in you, Hashem, will not go away embarrassed. Those who ask for compassion, look for compassion, will not be turned away in, you know, embarrassment. So, like, an interesting way to end and add, you know, this to this piyut of Shoshanas Yaakov. And what he explains, again, which certainly flows from the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, is that the whole idea of Megillah, the whole focus, the whole purpose of Megillah is lehodia, like the Rambam says, is to inform, is to teach, is to tell us, lehaskir shivachav, right, that we should know that Hashem listens to our prayer. We should thank Him for that. Lehodia ledoros habam she'emes mashiv tichtonu b'torah, and that it's true what the Torah says, that kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokim b'chol kareinu elav. That's what the Megillah is about, to reinforce this idea that Hashem listens to our tefillah and He answers our tefillah. And therefore, after we lay in the Megillah, we recite in Shoshanas Yaakov, lehodia, that same word is used, lehodia, right? Lehodia, exactly this, shekol kol vecha lo yavosh v'lo yikom l'netzach kol achosim bach. Tversky added that perhaps the idea of Matanos Avyonim, Ezra, is the same point that Hashem promises the Aniyim, Kishma Eshma Tzakasel, I will surely listen to their tza'aka. I will listen to their tefillos. I will listen to their prayers. And yet, and yes, on Purim, we follow with that, we give matanos levyonim, making sure that the tefillos indeed are answered. I'd like to, though, make the following observation and point. You know, I love the Rambam, and the Rebbe explained it this way, certainly MS Lamito. But if I asked you, if I turned to you, Jacob. Jacob, if I asked you, Jacob, do you daven every day? If that's a personal question, of course the answer is yes. Jacob, do you believe in the power of tefillah? And of course the answer is yes. What exactly is the purpose of Megillah to tell us that tefillah works, that b'chol kareinu elav? Every third grader knows that. Jacob Eton, you're an amazing person. You're a tzaddik. I'm not belittling you at all. But, you know, if you know that, right, I think we all know that, that's the reason why we need Megillah. We've talked in great detail, Maseches Brachos, about tefillah. But Aryeh, you don't think we understand what tefillah does? We need a new takanas chachamim to read the Megillah to teach us that Hashem listens to our tefillah. Somewhat bizarre. I mean, tefillah is everywhere. We of course tefillah. What do you think we're doing every day? What do you think we're doing all Yom Kippur? Tefillah works? Hello? I mean, where have we been? Of course tefillah works. And the answer, which I want to explain here, is of course tefillah works. But it's different when you believe in tefillah and when you see the efficacy of tefillah. When you see the results of tefillah right there, it's a whole different level. It's a whole different level. When the Jews of Shushan saw that as a result of their tefillah, this crazy thing happened, it gave tefillah a whole different meaning. It gave tefillah a whole different understanding. And what I believe the Rambam is trying to transmit to us is that whenever you go through tefillah, whenever you daven, of course we believe in its effectiveness. Like Jacob said, of course, tefillah, of course. But whenever you actually see a result in tefillah, you have to take a moment and pause. Take time to think about what just happened. You asked for Hashem for something and He just gave you what you asked for. Think about that.
Is this saying that Megillah is a form of tefillah?
Well, He didn't say that. He says that it's to teach you that whenever you daven, Hashem is listening and He's answering your tefillah. Just like in the story of the Megillah that we read on Purim, they davened and Hashem answered their prayers. So that's not the Pashup Shat in the Rambam, what you're saying. I've heard similar ideas, but that's not the Pashup Shat in the Rambam.
Rebbe, why don't they just look at like Mara or like...
Mara?
Yeah, I don't know, like
when they, the water was, like, yeah. Like, oh, and they cried out to Hashem and something, like, why do you need to go to Esther to find her? Why can't you just find a source in the Torah? It's a great question. It's a great question. It's a great question. I think the answer to the question will become more obvious, but give me a few minutes, okay? That's an epic question. Okay. Rabosai, for this reason, we find one of the theme of Purim. You know, it's a tremendously powerful day. You know, those famously who say Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is a day which is only like Purim, meaning to say that Purim is even on a higher level. We know Purim is a very, very, very important day. Yom Kippur, which is a day spent davening and in prayer and fast, is like Purim. And for that reason, many point out that Purim is a day of tefillah. Like Yom Kippur, we say, is certainly a day of tefillah. Purim is a day of tefillah. People daven vasikin. This year, it's pretty easy. People daven. Davening is on a whole new level. Right? There's even an idea based on the Ramah who paskins kol haposhet yad nosnin lo, which we talked about when giving matanos avyonim on Purim. You give anyone who asks. Similarly, Hashem answers all those who ask. Kala posha yad nosim lo. That there's some idea of Purim and Tefillah. And I think it makes sense, certainly with the Megillah, the way the Rambam explains it, that the whole purpose of Megillah is to bring home the point of Tefillah, the importance of Tefillah, that Tefillah works. You understand why, of all days, Purim is a day of Tefillah. Purim certainly is a day of Tefillah. Connects to this theme of the Rambam in Megillah. However, there is a problem that I want to raise on this Rambam. The problem on this Rambam is the Rambam writes that it's to teach you that when you daven, Hashem answers. And then he says, I'll read it again, so that kedei lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu utshua she'asa lanu v'haya kara l'shaveinu. Right? That the Nevi'im with the Beis Din were mesakein to read the Megillah so that we should mention the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great miracles that He did for us, the salvations, I should say, that He did for us, and He was close to our tefillah, so that we should bless Him and we should praise Him. So, my problem with this Rambam, in theory, it sounds awesome, it sounds great, but in practice, hello? Where is this happening? We don't have any Shavachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. Right? Ezra, there's no great praise of Hashem in the Megillah. In fact, as we all know, there's not even one mention of Hashem in the Megillah. And Ari, the question becomes, if the whole purpose is so that we should be Shabbach, like, what's happening here? Very strange. On top of that, it's strange that we don't even have any mentioning of Halal Megillah on Purim, right? All right, Ezra, there's no mention of Halal on Purim. We don't even say Halal on Purim. And Jonathan, the question is, what happened to Halal? So this brings us to the Gemara in Maseches Megillah that asks this question. The Gemara gives three answers. I'm going to select one of the three answers. But the Gemara says, the reason why there's no Halal on Purim is because Kriyasa Zu Hilula, that the Kriyasa Megillah is done, and that is a form of Halal. And once again, the question that I'd like to raise is, where in the Megillah is there Halal? There's no mention of God, there's no mention of Hashem. Where in the world do we find Halal? Where is there Halal? In the Megillah? Where? All right, Chavi, you hear the question? Matt, you hear the question, where is there Halal in the Megillah? We don't see Halal in the Megillah. That's the question that I'd like to ask. There are possibly a couple of answers to this question. I asked you to see this in the Mar Mekomos. One possible answer is to say that you're right. There is no Halal in the Megillah. But rather, when you read the Megillah, the purpose of the Megillah, of Kriyas Megillah, is to lead us to Halal. The whole purpose, the tachlis of Megillah, is to bring us to Halal. In that, when you talk about Halal, there are two ways of doing Halal. There are different ways of doing Halal. Right? This is an institution which is not an institution of Halal proper. And there is no Halal proper on Purim. But it is meant to lead us to the experience of Halal, even though we didn't have the actual Halal. Megillah is such an obvious description of what happened that it should lead us to Halal. You know, just as an aside, because it's a fascinating idea, the Me'iri writes and this was in Yomar Mekomos, I mentioned it, put it there. The Meiri writes that if you don't have a Megillah, you actually are chayav to say Hallel. Not clear where you're passing that way, it's a discussion, but the Meiri says if you don't have Megillah, you say Hallel. Right? Very, very interesting. Some say you do it without a bracha. And it leads people to believe that like the Emek Bracha writes, we mentioned him not so long ago, that there are two aspects to Megillah. There's an aspect of Kriyas Megillah, and there's an aspect of Hallel. And they're nafgaminas. Right? It's even interesting that we lay in Megillah and the tzibur is sitting, because we know the din is that you say Hallel b'me'umad. That's how we paskin in Tavchav Beis and based on the Gemara, that you have to stand when you say Hallel, which is interesting, why when we read the Megillah, we actually sit. So that's not Pashat according to the Emek Bracha. Now, the answer is likely to be that it's not actually Hallel, but more like the Kalbo says. And I ask you to look at the Kalbo. What does the Kalbo say about Kriyasa Zuhi Halilta? So I want to read it to you, and you can look at it inside. I'll read it out loud. He says, "Mikol makom ruari l'smoach bo simcha yisera." It's fitting to have the joy of simcha, excess joy. L'asei shavach v'hoda l'shem yisparach l'aneis agadol. So you should give shavach and hoda to Hashem on this great miracle. Aval ein omrim halal b'porim. You don't say halal on Purim. Why? Lefisha kriyasa hi hilula klomar. Listen carefully. Shazu haisa kavana sa kriya kidei she yizkru hanes v'yitnu shavach v'hoda l'shem nisparach. Says the Kalbo, it's not that the Megillah itself is the Hallel, but the Megillah is supposed to lead us to a point where we say Hallel. That's what the Kalbo says. Against, I would say almost against the Emek Bracha, not that it's actually Hallel, but it is meant to get us, right, to the point of Hallel. That's what the Kalbo writes. Now, nevertheless, they didn't institute Hallel. So it's a very fascinating thing. They were misaking Megillah, right? And like the Rambam says, it's to teach us that Hashem listens to our tefillah. But it's also meant to bring us to the point of Shavach V'Hoda. But they didn't. They were not misaking Shavach V'Hoda. They were misaking Megillah. I think this touches on Zach's question. Let's try to bring this. Let's bring it all together. Why didn't we choose, you know, the story of Mara or, I don't know, millions of, not millions, but dozens of other examples in the Tanakh where there was tefillah and Hashem answered our tefillah? I believe the answer in part is that Purim is different. In fact, the story of Purim is probably the story of Sammy Levitt, Matt Lauren, and everyone else sitting here. If you looked at the story of Purim, like I was discussing with Sammy the other day, right? It's a story that takes place over many years, 9 years, maybe more than that. It's a story that has no miracle. It's a series of events. And if you weren't Esther HaMalka and Mordechai HaTzadik, and you didn't put all the events together in the narrative that we have in our Megillah, it would be like any other person here. 10 years ago, I once had a maisa that something happened. And you should know, 5 years ago I was doing something and without anyone really putting all the different things together and stringing all the events together, it would be basically a normal life that you and I live. But one day, Reuven Adler, when you get to Shemayim, there's going to be a Megillah. It's going to be Megillas Reuven. The Megillas Reuven, not Megillas Esther. The Megillas Reuven is going to be a long, beautiful, very long. It's going to be longer than 10 chapters, 120 chapters. A beautiful book, Megillas Reuven. describing all the crazy miracles that happened in Reuven's life. Reuven hasn't seen that. Okay, so you have to have the eye and notice all the different things that happened to you over your lifetime and try to weave them all together in this beautiful tapestry called Megillas Reuven. And that subtly, without even almost noticing, you davened, and then at one point in your life, Hashem took that tefillah, listened to it, and gave you what you needed. And it's impossible for us to even see and properly understand. But it all depends on the narrative. Esther had that vision, had that narrative. She was able to see and weave together all the different events. And when you put all the events in one scroll and put them all together in the following way, you're presented with this incredible, incredible story. That's Megillas Esther. Not Megillas Mara. Not Megillas, I don't know, pick your favorite story. Not Megillas Yehoshua. Or Megillas Daniel. Megillas Esther. And there the Rambam says that we need to read Megillas Esther to teach us, meaning you and I, throughout the Gullus, when we're not seeing miracles openly, the way we've seen them in the past, in the times of the Tanakh. Lehodia lanu, to inform us, to teach us, you and I, that when we davened to Hashem, not when Yehoshua davened, right, those who were paying attention this morning to Slichos, you know, we said, you know, Aneni, you know, when Yonah b'mei Adaga, or whatever your favorite Aneni is, yeah, Hashem listens to those great tzaddikim, and there are great miracles that happen. Yes, correct. But the Megillah is lehodia that when you and I, regular average people, you and I, daven, Hashem listens. That's the Megillah. That's Megillah's Esther, like Megillah's Reuven. And we all are going to have our Megillah. Zeh told us Sefer Adam, right? That's, we have a Sefer. Right, we have Sammy who's writing a Sefer on Esther. Sammy, you can write a Sefer on every single person here. You just need to know more facts. You need to study them more in depth. I bet you can write a Sefer on every one of us. Be a bestseller. Because we all have the story of the Megillah in us. And the purpose of reading the Megillah is that we recognize the story. That we appreciate the story. That we really understand the story. The story of our own lives. All the different parts to our lives. I bet you if I asked you to come up with a, you know, an example of this, I bet you could. And I know I could. Where I can tell you, you know, I asked Hashem for something and just didn't notice it so, but sometimes I did more, and we have to emphasize those things and to accentuate those things and to focus and to realize the story of the Megillah in us. Megillah Zach. Megillah's Matthew. That's Megillah's Esther. So in fact, we don't actually institute Hallel like we have in other days. Because when you read the Megillah, it's meant to sort of bring out in from you, to bring out the feeling of Shavach and Hodah. The Kriya is the Megillah. The Kriya of the Megillah is the Hilula, is meant to bring out that we say Shavach and Hodah. And to appreciate even these types of stories, the Nes Nistars, with a varied approach I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Sachir, who says something slightly different, where he says, you know what it means, Kriyasa Zu Halilta? He writes, the idea is that you're supposed to feel the Hallel. It's a bit unique in terms of Hallel. Most of the time we say Hallel, says the Mishnah Sachir, that when you read the Megillah, when you say the Megillah, when you recite the Megillah, you're supposed to feel the Hallel. Quote, V'yitein hoda'a atzuma b'machshafto al zeh l'haborei l'isparach. Asher Hitzel Avoseinu Barachamav Uvenisav Agdolam. That's how he says it. We're supposed to feel it inside. I'd like to transition for a second, just while we're talking about tefillah, and to mention that in Al Hanisim, something noticeable, I'm sure you've noticed it, the length of Al Hanisim is very different on Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah, you had this long, long Al Hanisim, right? You could look inside, it's like a lengthy Hanukkah Al Hanisim. It tells you like the whole story, and it goes on and on and on, really. A long Al Hanisim, K'sha'am da Malchus Yavon Arasha, Ata Baruch HaMelech HaRab Mat L'mei Saram, Rafta Srivam, a whole thing, Kavu Shemei Smechal Ke'el Hodos L'Hal, a very lengthy, lengthy Al Hanisim. When you contrast that to the Purim Al Hanisim, I'd say it's less than half of the size of the Chanukah Al Hanisim. Bikesh L'hash V'Larg L'Abes Kol Yehudim, Shlosha Asa the Chodesh Nim Asa, Chodesh Adar, Shlom Lavoz, the Ata Barachamach, Rabbi Mefartas, Atsasa, the Kokaltas, Machshata, Vashivos, Lo Gmula Barosh, Vesolo, Sovas, Bonavala Aids. That's the whole thing. Very interesting. If you compare or contrast the two, very interesting. Very interesting. What's Pshat? What's the idea? What I suggest, perhaps the idea is that Purim, the story of Purim, you know, the story of Purim is our story. Is there anything that remarkable of some of the events that led up to the story? Yay, Haman, you know, had this decree. And we had hundreds and hundreds of decrees similar to Haman's decree. Hundreds. Nothing remarkable there. And if you read the Al Hanisim, we totally omit the Megillah story, because the truth is the Megillah story was nothing so remarkable. But the reason why we celebrate Purim is because when you look more carefully and you weave all the events together, you begin to notice that Hashem was behind it all. Atah Barachamech HaRabim. That's all we say. Hifarta Satsasa. It's the whole thing. We skip the middle. Because the middle of the Megillah is very much, I don't know, boring. I say boring, because it's not boring. But it's our story. It's a story that happens to all of us. We just have to realize it. And therefore, we skip that in the Al Hanisim. Purim is a day of tefillah, it's a day of prayer. Kalaposha Yad Nostin La, whatever you ask for. Let's try to make this Purim a meaningful one as we began this year. Asking Hashem for help. And every day, certainly this Purim, we need His help. We need our hostages back. We need the Chayalim to be safe. We need our enemies to be vanquished. B'chol dor v'dor om din aleinu l'chal oseinu. Like the Rambam says, v'hodia, the Rambam says, l'doros habaim, she'emes, ma'shef tichtanu b'torah, ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elav. That is the ultimate message of the Megillah.